show's over. Turn it back around. Probably something more interesting over that way.
But Arbiter friend?
Thank you. Oh, it's still warm.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Not!
I'm sorry. Did you mean to suck?
But Arbiter friend! This crap!
Arbiter, you are my hero.
Chief, you may be the dumbest best man I've ever met.
You had me the hero, huh? Well, now you're dead. Now you're a dead hero. And you're actually forgotten. I can't even remember your name.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Halo Lorecast. It's been quite some time, even though I kind of did like two little episodes. But like officially doing an episode over the thing that this podcast is named after, lore. And we're kind of going to begin somewhere inconspicuous with Fractures, Extraordinary Tales from the Halo Canon. And this specific story is about a Forerunner soldier at the end of the Forerunner Flood War. And I get that a lot of this stuff is out of timeline-ish, like out of chronological order, but I felt like this would be a good refresher to kind of reboot everything. So before I even get started on that, I have not, in my hiatus, looked at any of the reviews. I mean, I saw the review rating, 4.1, I get it. We used to talk a lot. That's kind of who we are in a bubble. And, of course, Tom isn't here anymore. Clonecast, you should check that out, most definitely, if you're a fan of Star Wars. Shitposting 101 is what Tom does best. But we do have two written reviews, and it's not like I asked you guys to actually write these reviews. Please write these reviews if you feel like it's necessary. Go on to Apple Pod and, you know, leave a review. Rate us 5 stars because, you know, 4.1 is kind of low. And if you like me a lot, then, you know, 4.1. Let's do better than that. But I'm going to try not to butcher it. Elkabib, instead of Elkabob, it's Elkabib, says, "Great listen for Halo fans. Love the banter between the hosts. Highly recommend as they go into the book in lore detail while giving their opinions, interpretations of the events while connecting to the games. Again, great listen." And then somebody else says, "Am Superfly says, I've been searching every media outlet looking for lore. Finally, after sifting through YouTube videos and chronologically organizing lore myself, I find this. Take a listen, even if you've read the books." I really appreciate those reviews. I mean, I appreciate any reviews that you guys send over, whether they be ratings or whether they be written. All of it is equally beneficial to me because I can kind of gauge what you people like. And that to me is like one of the best things about doing this. Like, I even posted some polls on the last two episodes on what I should kind of cover first, and y'all participated, which is a wonderful and beautiful thing. Not every single podcast can actually draw engagement like that, you know, albeit social media marketing, which I didn't do any. You know, I mean, I had a Twitter page, but it wasn't anything substantial or huge. And I still do have a Twitter page you can follow at Halo_Lorecast. But, like, all of this is voluntary and based upon your own preferences and what y'all like. And to me, that's the beauty of this whole thing. So, again, thank y'all so much for, you know, leaving reviews, participating, listening to the episode. It's really amazing. And I can't believe that, you know, over the months, I've been, like, watching the analytics and watching the podcast go up. And I'm just like, man, if y'all are backing me this much, I can't not do it. Because, you know, I don't want, you know, this sounds weird, but I don't want this one to be the one that got away because I didn't feel like doing something. That's not to say that I don't love Halo. I love Halo. But before we actually get into this, I want to preface it by saying thank you. And also, I'm not a Halo expert. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory if you've listened to the episodes. However, if I mess something up, if I don't do something right, by all means, correct me. But, you know, nobody's perfect, and I'm not Hidden Xperia. I'm not Halo Canon. I am learning all of this stuff along with you fine folks listening at home or in your car or at work. Wherever you listen to this podcast, that's kind of that's kind of it. So just keep that in mind. And if you're like, ooh, that doesn't sound right, then by all means, hop on Twitter and tell me. I'd greatly appreciate it. But we are covering Fractures, Extraordinary Tales from Halo Canon. And the story we are covering, Defender of the Storm, written by John Jackson Miller. Actually, John Jackson Miller is actually fantastic. Writes some good Star Wars stuff. If you're a fan of Star Wars Rebels, I recommend reading his books. But John Jackson Miller had this to say about the story that he wrote. And I quote, "My story was a fun one to write because it gave me the chance to depict a regular soldier. In this case, a forerunner. In a situation where he was forced to exceed his own expectations to go beyond what he thought were his limitations. That idea of the individual transforming into a hero seemed like central to the Halo universe, and so I think the spirit of the story is right in line with the franchise." Now, I gotta say, let me find the page that I'm on, and as I'm looking for it, I'm going to be talking to you. When I first looked at it, I was like, holy shit, that looks like a long story. How long is it going to take me to read this? It did not take me absolutely any time to read this whatsoever because it was so freaking good. If you go to Fractures, it's page 222, and it ends on page 251. So, you know, 29 pages. That's pretty good. So this short story, it says, let me open this up. "This story takes place near the end of the Forerunner's 300-year war with the Flood, a little more than 100,000 years BCE, parentheses, Halo Cryptum, Halo Silentium." So this begins with adequate observers. Now, if you've listened to our past episode, I've talked religiously about Halo's on-the-nose naming, like adequate observer. So he's perfectly just adequate for his job, which is observation. And adequate observer is a warrior servant who's basically been put on this space station, and he's got an Ancilla with him. And he basically comes to the realization for the 10 years or so that he's trapped there alone that this Ancilla is the only, like, is this Ancilla can do his job. He doesn't need to do anything. Like, there's nothing that he can do that can really benefit the Forerunners or, like, benefit anything in any regards. You know, he takes note of how the librarian showed up one time, and he's like, yeah, I'm just kind of worthless. Like, I'm kind of chilling here with this Ancilla that is taking everything so literally and doesn't believe anything I say. And he follows protocols to such a substantial manner that, like, it almost feels like his human is almost at risk. Like, there is no point to not only being a Forerunner, not only being an adequate observer, but also being alive. You know, one of the fundamental things about being human or being something that's sentient and alive is the fact that you can make your own decisions for yourself. And one of the main themes and core values of Halo is, like, bravery and courage and what that means. And his whole life has been, so far, has been objected to this idea that he doesn't have a choice, that that he's not able to be put in situations where he feels like he can benefit the galaxy as a whole. And you kind of see with the Ancilla where it's just like, you know, he's like, well, I saw something outside the, you know, the porthole. And the Ancilla basically goes through the mathematics. And I'm like, no, the alarms would have sounded. This would have happened. This would have happened. And he's like, but I swore I saw something. You know what? Like, never mind. You know, he's robbed in, like, a little bit of his own sentience in a way because he just doesn't have a say-so in anything. Of course, they're working together on this space station that collects basically space particles below, and below them is an electrical storm, and they basically store this dust, and this dust is transported off the space station onto by Forerunner worlds and things like that. So he apparently has an important job, or at least a job in Forerunner society, but they haven't been around for long. And his stance in, you know, the Forerunner world is not that great. It's not that great. There is a There's a moment where he runs into a bunch of Forerunner soldiers, and this is the conversation. He runs into a Forerunner named Sprightly Runner, which is hilarious, considering that later in this book, you find out that she is indeed not a Sprightly Runner. Should have called her Feet in Mud or something like that. She says, such a wonderful modern facility, she'd remark in the passing, with just one out of place antique. Adequate is a beautiful name, Sprightly had stated another time. You should really use your honorific title with it. I do not have a title. Well, of course you do. It is barely, correct? Barely adequate had been his designation around the hub barracks ever since. He didn't understand why he deserved such cruelty. And, you know, it goes on to, like, show sometimes the Ancilla, like, understands human emotion and goes through the motions with him where it's like, hey, don't listen to their taunts, you know. They're like, you're doing your job and that's the most important thing and we're working together. And that's substantially far more beneficial. And it comes to a point where they basically, his one thing that he really has to do is basically clean shit. You know, in the military, if you're in the Middle East, and back in the day at least, you basically had to pour diesel on shit and you basically had to burn and stir. Of course, that's represented in the movie Jarhead. It's not inaccurate. But he basically has to do that, and he has to use this waste compost and basically organize it for people, like, coming back onto the space station. And something happens. He hears a voice. This is Capital Enforcer, come in, Hub Officer. Hub Officer here, Adequate said. Alert everyone, I have a missing officer and hostile movement here at the end of Vane 1. It's the Flood. So, finally, you know, Adequate Observer is like, finally, I'm getting my due. I'm getting my notice. I am getting in the shit, as they say. And he notices that Sprightly Runner is running away from the Flood Forms. And he goes after Sprightly Runner. And the Ancilla's like, whoa, 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 you can't do that. The hub is far more beneficial and important. If the Flood get a hold of it, it could mean a whole bunch of bad stuff. And he's like, yeah, but she's alone, so I'm going to go get her. But on top of that, the cams, the display cams are all out. So he's basically got to go out and reroute power basically in another room. And he goes there. He kind of does that, and the Ancilla's like, yeah, she's, like, directly in front of you, but that's not really her. And he starts spraying bullets, and he hears all these groans and noises. You can imagine the Flood groans that are coming from this thing. And he makes it back to the hub and closes the door, and they determine that, hey, these doors aren't going to last. The Flood is banging on them. And the Ancilla is just like, well, you know, and they both are kind of like, well, I don't know what we're going to do. And the Ancilla basically says, knock a hole in the ground. Let's climb through the tunnels, the little veins, and escape the Flood and go around. There's something we have to do here. Like, we have to do something. So they get down, and one of the key observations they make, mind you, that gust of wind is blowing extremely hard, but one of the observations that Adequate Observer makes is that, you know, there aren't any particles. There's nothing being collected, and that nothing's been changed. So over the past 10 years, they basically left the space station here alone to kind of rot and wither, and it looks like it was abandoned. And here you're thinking, wow, they just left these people to die. And yeah, they kind of do. And they wind up crawling through the veins and the vents, and they come to the conclusion, well, how did the Flood come on here? Well, I guess contaminated soldiers had to shit, and basically the contaminated shit evolved and then popped a couple of seals on some lids, and then they evolved just like that. And he meets up again, or meets up for the first time, the Capital Enforcer, and he's lost all of his men, it's them too, and they're basically fighting the Flood back, tooth and nail, and they come to the conclusion, okay, well, there's still more of them, where are they going, and they're regrouping, and the Capital Enforcer hands him his key, says, you need to self-destruct this hub, go, like, if they get me, I'll end it. I'll end it pretty fast. And so he runs, and right before he turns both keys, he's like, no, no, Ancilla, I've figured out what they've done. So the creature that I saw through the window that you said wasn't real is actually real. It's a creature called an avion, or an avion. And those creatures live in this electrical storm, and they were kind of trying to warn us. And the Forerunners knew that there was a sentient species down there below us, and they didn't want the Flood to get a hold of it, because then they could just fly everywhere else and take it as a new host. Instead, the Forerunners probably wanted us to preserve this life. The Librarian wanted us to preserve their lives. And the only way to get the Flood here and destroy it would be to destroy the whole space station and save the creatures. And the Ancillas, like, yeah, that kind of makes some sense. And their final conversation goes, it says, so the Flood would consume us, and then leave what's below alone. The conjecture is possible. Adequate side, I am no longer enamored by my assignment. The Den wrote, structure failure on door 2 is imminent. The Ancilla said, what will you do? My duty, I suppose. Adequate took a look at the abominations on the monitors and inserted the keys into the slot and the console beside capitals. A panel, word open. Wow, my reading's really bad. I'm like having a rough time. A panel, word open, exposing the blinking green button. Goodbye, Ancilla. I am sorry you were not joined with a better manipular. I have no complaints, Adequate. Goodbye. And what happens is, like, some of the most beautiful stuff, like, I just ever read. It brought, like, a warm feeling to my heart. They wake up, and basically the middle of the HUD is suspended in this electrical storm because the electrical storm is basically providing them power. They can't lift up and boost out because they don't have enough power, but they can basically survive there as long as humanly possible. And what they see is floods of avions flying around them, babies, mothers and fathers, and of course they were buried in the rubble and they had to, like, pull themselves out. But one of the most beautiful things is, like, at a moment of this chaos, at a moment of him just cleaning toilets and shit and seemingly being robbed of his sentience and seemingly been robbed of almost his humanity, he's able to see, like, the beauty of humanity. And he kind of notes that, you know, he's the one who helped. Wow, my German Shepherd is being loud today. But he kind of notates the fact that he helped save this this beautiful species. And it's one of the more beautiful things where it's just basically describing everything that, you know, the food pantry's full, they'll live. And the Ancilla, for the first time, is just massively confused because it does not have enough information, repeatedly said, does not have enough information to process everything that's happened. And it says, the Forerunners were correct to protect them from the Flood, his Ancilla said. Adequate let out a deep breath. It is a shame these magnificent things do not know what sacrifice has been made for them. We may teach them, Adequate. We have plenty of time and a number of methods by which the hub might establish communication. His Ancilla sounded almost excited. Before long, you might be able to tell them the designation of all those who protected them, including yours. I've never cared for mine, Adequate chuckled in spite of himself. Spare me that. No, I think you are an adequate observer no longer. He didn't know what the Ancilla meant. I have not evolved. I disagree. From today, I think you should be called Defender of the Storm. Ah, wow. That's great. Like, an Ancilla that's pretty much been playing by the book and had his whole world, or its own world, flipped upside down, kind of coming grips to grips with, like, the humanity of each other. And it's this bonding moment where, you know, where the Ancilla, the only reassurance he's ever given him is, you know, that his name isn't necessarily as bad as everybody else says. And here the Ancilla gifts him with the name that he can really be proud of. It's like a really touching connection and synergy that they have going on there. But that's the end of this short story. It's absolutely great. It's phenomenal. I don't feel like I'm doing it any justice. And John Jackson Miller, if you listen to this, because you did like my post on Twitter, if you do listen to this, I'm completely sorry for, I feel like, borderline butchering that little short story. Again, it's 29 pages, folks. And if you haven't read Halo Fractures, I haven't either. This is the first official one that's on here. Now, what's go read it. Now, what's going to happen is basically I'm going to, in the description below, in every video, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to have what the next episode's going to be. And it could be something wildly drastic. Of course, I said we weren't doing Selenium. That's Tom and I's little baby there. I don't want to touch it. It's sacred. It, you know, just leave it. And going forward, that's what I'm going to do. I know a lot of you don't have Twitter. 99% of you don't, 100% of you actually, don't follow me on Twitter. So I'm going to post the episode that we're going to do next in the next episode. And from there, we'll go forward. And, you know, if y'all want to see more descriptive lore, or if y'all want certain things from the podcast, just let me know. That's all you got to do. If you have a Twitter, let me know about things you'd like to see. Because I'm new at the Halo game. Not the game, but like I'm new at the Halo books, and I too want to absorb every little thing. And if I need to take drastically more notes, then that's perfectly fine. If not, and you find this acceptable, that's perfectly fine too. But again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing and downloading the episode. And if you follow me on Twitter, thank you bunches. Until next time, Spartans.